Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi, Erev in Daf Samach Zayin. We are starting Samach Alf Amud Beis on the bottom with Halacha Zayin, and if you don't start daf, it's all the way at the end of Samach Alf Amud Beis. And today's daf is sponsored Lilo Nishmas Mars Merim Sarah Basim Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So the Mishnah says Barbushes Rabim. We have a Barbushes Rabim V'chul Yasai, and the lip around it Gavaya Sar Tfachim is 10 Tfachim high. So this whole thing's Rishus Yachid Chaloin Shal Gabav, a window that's above it. We have a window Rishus Yachid. Someone's private window is right over this bar. Mimalin Men B'Shabbes. They're allowed to fill up water from it on Shabbos because it's one Rishus Yachid to another. Similar din, Ashbos Rishus Rabim, garbage heaps in the Rishus Rabim, Gavaya Sar Tfachim, they're 10 Tfachim high, Chaloin Shal Gaba, a window that overlooks his garbage heap, Shaykhil Sar Chamayim B'Shabbos, could pour water out into it on Shabbos, because that's Rishus Yachid to Rishus Yachid. Samuel Sarah Naman Alfal on top, the Gemara asks a question, Einat Raya Omek Gavaya, don't you view depth like height? When we have Mechitza 10 Tfachim in the ground, that's the same thing as Mechitza 10 Tfachim above the ground. So what's the whole Chiddush in the Mishnah? Of course, if we have a bar which is 10 by 4 Tfachim deep, that's a regular Rishus Yachid, so regular Rishus Yachid over it can fill up water from it on Shabbos. Why is the Mishnah need to tell us this? It's not a Chiddush, and the answer is She'in B'Piv Rechav Arba. That's because the width of the bar is not 4 Tfachim. The only way we have 4 Tfachim of width is like we've discussed previously a few times in the Masechta, Bar Vichul Yasai. It's a width of the bar together with the lip around it. Both of those equal 4 Tfachim, so then we have to have a height of Mechitzas that's 10 Tfachim, and only then it's considered Rishus Yachid, and that's what the Mishnah is discussing. So we further explain this, Ad Kedain B'Samach. That's a proper Gersa. Up until here, we understand the Rishus Yachid, the window that overlooks the bar, is allowed to fill up from it on Shabbos, is because it's Samach. It's right next to Rishus Yachid. It's right up against the wall of the house, let's say, and therefore it's running Rishus Yachid to another. But what about Hay Muflig? Let's say it's 4 Tfachim away from the wall of the house, and that means that the person who's opening the window of the house, lowering their bucket into the bar and drawing out water, is reaching over Rishus Rabim, because that distance of 4 Tfachim in between the wall of the house and the bar is Rishus Rabim. So is that allowed to be done? And on this Rav and Shmuel, they argue, Chadam Warnam says, Noise Neser, that he has to take a board, which is 4 Tfachim wide, and stretch it from his window over to where the bar is, and then he draws water by way of that, which is basically one long Rishus Yachid. Chadam, the other one says, Noy, it's Kane, he could just take a reed, like a thin pole, stretching from his window to over the bar, and that's just meant for a heker, but it's not actually Rishus Yachid, and V'layadin Mana Rada, we don't know who said what, and now we have an answer to this. From that which Shmuel taught, Lamala Me'asar Shvosu, above 10 is the Isser D'Rabbanon, Dein Omar, Noise Neser, he's the one who holds in this case, you have to have a board. What's this referring to? So this is a din regarding transferring something from one Rishus Yachid to another Rishus Yachid through Rishus Rabim, but 10 Tfachim above the Rishus Rabim, Shmuel holds that it's Aser Midrabanon, and so it must be that he's the one that holds in this case that we have to have a board which is creating a proper Rishus HaYachid stretching out from this guy's window to over the bar. That's because he holds that even though we're more than 10 Tfachim above the Rishus HaRabim, it's still Aser Midrabanon to use that area, which is why we need to turn it into a proper Rishus HaYachid. Another discussion regarding this case, Hayushnayim. Let's say there's two Rishus HaYachid. Two people have separate windows that have access to this bar. What needs to be done in order to allow both of them to fill up? So Trina Moran, we have a machloikis about this. Chan number one says, Asara, that there has to be a mechitza of 10 tfachim placed in the bar. V'chayr number, the other one says, Arba, just a mechitza of 4 tfachim. So Masa Mandamar Asara, Mandamar Arba, the one who holds we need a mechitza of 10 tfachim, asks the one who says we need a mechitza of 4 tfachim, Loinim su shtei rishus, mishtamshus rishus achas. Doesn't it turn out that there's two rishus using one rishus? We have window one, which is one rishus yachid, and window two, which is another rishus yachid, both using the same bar. How could you not have a proper mechitza of 10 dividing it? It seems to me that that's no different than the case that we've had previously of a chutzer, which is divided by a wall, that there's a bar in the middle, and they're both using the wall and the bar. We had to have a proper mechitza of 10 tfachim, because if not, it's like two rishus using the same rishus on Shabbos without an eruv. So how could you say over here 4 tfachim is enough? You should have to have a proper mechitza of 10. Amar Leis, so we respond to him, rishus haram mevatalet. The rishus haram is mevatalet. Since we're discussing that the bar is 4 tfachim away from the wall of the house, so that 4 tfachim is walked on by the rishus harabim. That's, so to speak, mevatal the access that the rishus yachids from the window have to this bar, in as much that they don't need a proper mechitza dividing it. Meaning it's still not a problem. They're allowed to fill up their water from the bar because it's the rishus yachid having access to this rishus yachid, as we've been discussing up until now. But in regards to saying it's considered like two rishus having access to the same rishus that we would have to have an eruv or proper mechitza, that much we don't say, and therefore we just need a mechitza for tfachim for a heker. And moving on to halacha ches, the Mishnah tells us ilan shumei seval aretz. We have a tree which is drooping over the ground. If the branches are not 3 tfachim above the ground, metaltan tachtav won't get carried underneath it. This is very possible with the type of tree called a weeping willow. We have a thick trunk, it goes all the way up, and then the branches kind of look like a fountain, how they go upwards and then droop all the way down to the ground. And what the Mishnah just said is that if these branches reach within 3 tfachim of the ground, so the space in between the branches and the trunk, there's a pretty decent amount of space over there, is allowed to be carried in, no problem because these are mechitzas around it. Also, sharasha gvain mina aretz, if the roots of the tree are coming out of the ground, shlosha tefachim, three tefachim, lo yesh v'aleim, he's not allowed to sit on them. That's because there's an isser to be mishtamish be'ilon, one's not allowed to use a tree on Shabbos. And since the three tefachim above the ground, they're not considered connected to the ground, and therefore you can't sit on those roots. Another din, hadal sheba mukta, v'hachadakin sheba pirtza, a door of the mukta and thorns of a breach in the wall. A mukta is an alleyway behind the house. It wasn't used very often, and so people didn't even bother making a proper back door on hinges. They simply had a board which covered the entrance, and when they wanted to go out, they'd pick up the board and put it on the floor, and then to cover it, they would just replace the door on the frame. So that's this delis of the mukta, and the chadakin is just a bundle of thorns. It's put in a breach in a wall to block it up, and when they want to go, they just remove them and go through that hole. On top, machzelis, or reed mat, which serves the same function as the door. It's just a mat. Ein oilin bahen, no using them on Shabbos, no closing up the door with them. Elim kein hoy gvayim in aretz, unless they're above the ground, which means they have to be connected to the house and hanging above the ground, and only then we say that it's considered part of the house. If not, if it's just a loose board or a loose mat that he does like what we just described, he just picks it up and puts it on the ground. It looks like seiser and bina, dismantling and building, every time he takes it out and puts it back, because it doesn't look like it's part of the house. Only if it's connected to the house by a string or chain or something like that, that when he removes it, it hangs from this chain and doesn't go on the floor, then there's no problem. Now the Gemara clarifies the tree case where we have this weeping willow with the branches drooping to within three tefachim of the ground, and we're allowed to carry in that space that they're covering. So the Gemara just says, as long as that whole area is not more than two beisa, even though these branches are mechitzos, it's just considered like a regular carpet. That's not mukaf ladira, and the max that we're allowed to carry here is two beisa. Another clarification is, this is also if there aren't proper mechitzos that are not 10 tefachim tall. But if there's also proper mechitzos there that someone built that are 10 tefachim high, so then he can carry in a much wider area. And also, v'layu paratzes yaser ma'eser, in order to be able to use the tree's branches as his mechitzas, there can't be breaches in them wider than 10 amos, because that's considered a total breach, a total pirtza, that we can't say, oh, this is an entrance, because it's wider than 10 amos. And also, v'layu oimed keneged oimed, who parts keneged parot, even if we do have breaches that are less than 10 amos, we also have some standing spots, some areas of branches that are solid. We just have to make sure that one breach isn't opposite another breach, and that the standing part is opposite another standing part, because if we have the parts keneged the parots, then basically that means this whole open area is mefulish. It goes straight through, and that's mevatel the mechitzas. If you want to have multiple breached areas in these mechitzas, it have to be that when you walk through that parots, you're going to hit a wall on the other side. And we've had this concept before quite a few times already. Moving on, this has to do with the next end of the Mishnah, that tree roots that are three tefachim above the ground, one is not allowed to sit on them, because also to be mishtamish be'ilon on Shabbos, they have to be within three tefachim of the ground, and only then we would say, love it, that they're considered connected to the ground, so you're not really sitting on the tree. So Rav Acha says, b'shem Rav, asr ladush shar sheizmayer b'shabbos, as the proper girsa, it's asr to step on roots of grapevines on Shabbos, that's for the three tefachim of the ground, because we're afraid he's going to end up uprooting them. And he shar she'ilon, he shar she'kruv, tree roots are the same thing as roots of cabbage. When it comes to like soft vegetable roots, we're not afraid when a person steps on them that he's going to uproot them, but hard roots, like the roots of trees, or by that same token, like we're saying now, cabbage roots, those are a problem if they're three tefachim above the ground. And b'gvayin shleisha, that's only if they're three tefachim above the ground. Aval ein gvayin shleisha, if they're not three tefachim above the ground, ka'aretz heim, it's like they're the actual ground itself, and it's not like sitting or stepping on the tree roots. Now talking about the door case, where we said, if we have this door that's not connected at all, you just simply take out this block of wood and then put it back in when you're finished, that's a problem, because it looks like b'ina. Masisa, our mission is only talking b'she'in lehen sirin. If there isn't a peg, this is not like a classic hinge, it's some sort of peg that comes out of the door that you fit into a hole on the floor and into the top of the door frame. If the door doesn't have that peg in it, so then our Mishnah tells us that it has to be connected to the house somehow in order not to run into b'ina issues. Aval yashlam tzirin, but if it has a tzir, if it has that peg, hadahi detani, that's what's taught in a different braisa. Dalas gaideres, a door which is dragged. Machzelas gaideres, a mat which is dragged. Ken kiloin gaider, a fence of sorts is dragged. Paisech v'noel b'shabes, he could open it and close with it on Shabbos. Vein tzarech lomer b'yantif, and you don't even have to say this on yantif, that's because it has this tzir. Whereas machzelas hakshuru tuli b'shabes, if we have a mat which is tied and hanging on Shabbos, paisech v'noel b'shabes, you could use it to open and close on Shabbos. Vein tzarech lomer b'yantif, you don't even have to say on yantif. And the emphasis over here is machzelas hakshura, that the only reason why you're allowed to use this mat is because it's tied and connected to the house and it's hanging. It doesn't rest on the floor when it's out of the door frame. That's because it doesn't have the peg. It doesn't have this tzir attached to it. So therefore, it has to be connected to the house and hanging when it's not in use. Moving on to halacha test, the Mishnah says, Lo yamid adam rishus ha-yachid, v'yiftach rishus ha-rabim. A person allowed to stand in rishus ha-yachid and hold on to a key and open a door that's in rishus ha-rabim, or rishus ha-rabim v'yiftach rishus ha-yachid. He can't stand in rishus ha-rabim and hold on to a key and open up a door that's in rishus ha-rabim. Elam kein asu le mechitza gvayasar tefachim. As he makes mechitzas for this door, which are 10 tefachim, and only then wouldn't have an issue of him being in one Roshos and the key being in another Roshos. Now, Amrullah, they told him, there was a story in the meat marketplace, they would close the door, and they leave the key in this window that was above the opening, and this window was Roshos HaYachid, and then they would once again take it and open the door. I wouldn't have this chashash that he's going to end up bringing it to himself, transferring from Roshos HaYachid to Roshos HaRabim. Rabbi Yosef Aimer, he just argues a one nakud over here, Shuk Shel Tamarim Haya, it was the wool marketplace, not the meat marketplace. We're going to stop for a day. We'll pick up tomorrow with the Gemara discussing this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.